Hey everybody.
Morning, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing real good.
Yeah.
Real good. So this is episode 5?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. It's been going pretty good. Hopefully each time we're getting a little bit better and better.
Yeah, I think we're doing really good here. We're just learning lots and, you know,
going with the flow.
Yeah.
So we should quickly mention our sponsors. Once again, it's Big Country Outfitters.
Antler Springs, Skulls and Mounts.
And Mike Jones Knife and Tool.
Yeah.
All right. So we got that out of the way.
You betcha.
So we did a little kind of a recap. Episode 4 there was on the Spring Bears.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought maybe today, you know, we would talk a little bit. We know that limited entry authorizations are now out.
Yes. And that's just like Christmas waiting for those.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Yeah. So a lot of, you know, BC residents would have put in, and some of them got some great news and some of them got some not so great news.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some good news.
We got good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got moose draws and I got a grizzly.
Yeah.
So
super cool. So today's show, we'll talk all about kind of some pre-trip planning.
Sure.
And, so for those of you out there that were lucky enough, your listeners that were lucky enough to draw a tag somewhere here in British Columbia, or anywhere, it could be, you know, you're hunting anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go over a little bit of, you know, some of the things you should keep in mind while planning your next hunt. And just because you didn't get a limited entry draw, I mean, you should still do some of the stuff. Get out there.
Well, there's plenty of general seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, that's the good thing about BC is there's tons of general hunting. You don't need a LEH to go hunting.
Absolutely. Right? But to plan a trip, just to put a little bit of thought behind it, could make all the difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So where are we going to start with this? Do you have, other than the guided hunts, do you have any of your own personal hunts planned?
Well, you know, as you know, that's got to be one of the biggest challenges that as a guide we face is just spending the time for ourselves is really, really difficult. You know, even right before, you know, people talk about, you know, preseason stuff or early season, and that's really what I look at is what I could maybe get done before we get busy. But that's never easy, right? Mm-hmm. There's, you know, you always think about that trail that you should have cut out or that camp you should have set up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this year I'm running the idea back and forth in my head about going up and seeing if I can't find a big bad billy goat up somewhere.
Well, that'd be pretty cool. You've guided lots of goats, haven't you? But you've never actually taken one for yourself?
Yeah, exactly. I started guiding for goats. Actually, a goat was my first animal to guide on. And that was in the mid-90s. Yeah, I've been guiding piles of goats and just never took one myself. So
I've only ever been up for goat once, like as a target species. But I've only ever got one goat. So
well, they're hopefully a cool animal.
Yeah, they're not where we're going to go this summer. They're not open.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've got a trip you're planning.
Yeah, we're going to go up north up the Alaska Highway and try for stone sheep.
Cool.
And then that same area is where my grizzly draw is for.
Right on.
So
right on.
The grizzly's not the target species, but
there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
There's a good chance you might run into one.
Yeah, it's just nice having the tag in my pocket. So
yeah.
You know, you never know, you might run into a good one.
So and the stone sheep, I mean, they've gotta be the best. They're my favorite of all.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've never hunted white sheep, but I've hunted stone sheep a few times and bighorns.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've all the sheep. You know, I've guided for stone sheep and for some bighorns as well, but my favorite are definitely the stone rams. They're something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a thing. So where you're going, is it good populations, great genetics?
We're not really 100% sure on where we're going to go.
We've got
three different areas we're looking at. We're, you know, doing a lot of Google map stuff.
Right, right. And that's exactly the direction this show's going, is exactly about the preparations.
Asking around, you know, I know a few people that have hunted some of these areas, so just trying to get some info from them. That can be tough sometimes, but, you know.
It's like giving up your favorite fishing hole.
Yeah, but if you go about it all right, you know, it's not, you're not asking to for the super duper honey hole. You're just asking some info, like what's the trail like, what's
right.
Is there anything I need to watch for, the river crossings or you know, high water, you know, I there's a couple areas there, if you get a storm, you gotta get on the other side of the river, You're going to be up the river without a paddle.
And it's a good point. That's a good point to make, is that any of those mountain streams and rivers and stuff, there's huge fluctuations, mm-hmm. monstrous mm-hmm. fluctuations. Mm-hmm. But yeah, getting out there. And do you do any of the, the farm stuff? I know there's some BC hunting farms. Do you ever snoop on there?
A little bit, but no, I don't really get going too much on that.
Right. It's more with people that you know.
And yeah. Yeah. There. Yeah. I know quite a few guys that hunt up there, and I've hunted up there in a couple of these areas too before, so good. But the one area we hunted, I just heard that the road's all washed out to going in, so I'm just trying to find out if it actually is or
well I mean that could possible. Decrease some traffic, so that could be a great thing.
Yeah but it's where supposedly where it's washed out is a long ways away from
I see where you actually hunt.
So but just doing some research, Google Maps, little lakes and hideouts and spots that you wouldn't see on a topo map.
Absolutely.
Never hurts to look it over on a topo map too.
Well, I'm doing the same sort of thing. This particular area that I'm looking at, I've never been there. I've never, I'm taking a look at some of the maps, getting an idea, what the terrain looks like, possible trails to get up into the Alpine, because you don't drive up into the Alpine there. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a fair amount of hiking involved. The only thing I know for sure is that this population of goats, they just don't see any pressure at all.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah.
That helps a lot.
Yeah.
So, but because of that, there's not a lot of information. So even if I asked around
and,
any buddies or, just nobody really goes in there. So hopefully I can make it work. Hopefully I can,
I'm pretty sure you can,
just take the time.
That's the getting the time.
Right? Yeah. And that's, that's one thing that, that we should kind of make mention of, is taking the appropriate amount of time.
Yeah. That's
really important.
That's where we're going to be in a bit of a pickle on this one. We're limited to, I think 7 days there and back.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tight, but if you know where you're going.
Well, I think even tighter than that is for some of the guys that are pretty new at this, guys or gals, is when they try and plan a pretty challenging hunt in like a weekend. They maybe don't have holidays that they can take at that time, or maybe they just have a couple days, kind of freed up. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it damn sure is a lot harder to make it happen.
Yeah.
So if you can plan and if you've got your limited entry and you're thinking about your animal and now you can start planning to take a little bit of time, just even having one or two extra days and staying out there,
mm-hmm.
Being out there, at the right times is really key
mm-hmm.
to your success. So having that time, like not just having one weekend where you're racing out, could make all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, we're going to, if we're able to pull this off, my wife is talking about coming with me. She's never done anything like this at all. She's training currently right now, and she's pretty pumped about getting up there and staying with me and hiking with me and having the pack on. And so same thing. I mean, we are definitely short on time, but I know at the same time we've got to have enough of it.
Yeah.
We've just got to plan to have enough time to do what has to be done and to get into where we have to get into.
Yeah. 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 She got her pack and stuff ready, or?
Well, she's using one of mine right now.
Yeah.
And she's just kind of loading it up, and she's been training now for a while and really liking it. And, we'll see. Hopefully we can both get away. The biggest thing is, running the ranch and the outfit, then to start pulling people off it. It's not easy.
It's never ending.
No, but hopefully we can make this work. I'm excited about it. It would be way cool. As we had talked about earlier, she was able to kill a bear here mm-hmm. last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be with her doing that was, a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And, so for a goat to get up that high, and who knows, maybe she'll grab a tag as well. Maybe mm-hmm. we'll be hunting two goats once we mm-hmm. get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll have some packs coming back down on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was hoping just to use her as a mule
to help
get back down again. But yeah, maybe she'd get motivated and want to take one herself. So,
well, that'd be cool.
Yeah. But we're looking at the time. Of course, that's important. If you're planning a big hunt, take the time that it takes to do the hunt properly. Mm-hmm. Even if you're, you know what, even if you are kind of a weekend warrior or whatever, just do a little bit of research and, you know, get to know the area, start eliminating something that would otherwise take you time to learn while you're out there. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at some maps as well, because this is an area that would be new to us, trying to plan on getting up there and you know, getting started at the trailhead.
Sorry.
That's good. You're good, man. You're good. I want you to have a clean nose to be on the podcast. Yeah. So, you know, spending the time it's going to, you know, take to do the research and find the trails and or find possible trails and possible access up into the Alpine, that's going to eliminate a little bit of pressure once we get there. So, you know, that's all part of it. And then if you're brand new with an animal, then I think that's kind of the next step is you'd better learn a little bit about the animal that you're going after.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we don't have like local biologists for all the areas like they do down in the States, do they?
Yeah.
Sounds like they got pretty good, you know, contacts they can call and
what, but you know what?
I've never had to call anybody.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, here I think, and this is my opinion. Okay. Here's my disclaimer. This is completely my opinion on this situation is that here in British Columbia, we don't, our biologists are not highly funded. We don't have a lot of them. We will, per regional office, have biologists that work out of there. And it's my opinion that it's just going to depend on who you get a hold of on whether or not they give you any solid information.
Yeah.
I've unfortunately ran into a few of them that, again, just my thoughts, that they might be just a little bit anti-hunting.
Oh, yeah.
So I've talked to those guys, and it seems to be per species. It's not necessarily right across the board, but maybe their favorite animal is a grizzly bear or something like that. And as soon as you start asking grizzly bear questions, I mean, everything just kind of tightens up on you. So that's been my experience. Mm-hmm. But definitely, I would say that I've had pretty good luck in Region 7, and those guys seem to be pretty free with whatever information they might have. Yeah. So so that's, you know, that's definitely possible. I think down in the U.S., I think they probably use quite a few more of them than what we use up here.
It seems like it, yeah. You know. But what else? Gear?
Yeah. So if you're planning your hunt.
Go over your gear?
Yeah. If you're headed up into an alpine area, you need to have gear that's going to match it.
Do some pre-hike hikes, practice hikes, and see if your gear's going to fall apart or, you know.
Well, it's kind of like hang equipment. You can take your hang equipment and you can hook it up behind a tractor and you can turn it on and it'll run fine. And then it's only once it's under load, it's gone about twice around the field, that's when it calves. So it's kind of the same thing with your hunting equipment where if you're just walking up and down your local street, you know, with a pack on, you go, oh, this feels pretty good. And then once you get 3/4 of the way up the mountain, you realize that maybe it's not so good.
Speaking of that, I should go over my pack because it's been taking a lot of abuse the last couple of years.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of that sort of stuff. Again, if you don't have any of that proper gear and you've got to get it, do some research again. And keep in mind that if you're buying something at a Walmart, you're probably going to pay the price once you get out there.
Yeah.
So if you pay the price, pay it once and get some good stuff, whatever that might be. You know, if you're getting your hiking boots, do not get them, you know, 2 days before you're about to head out on your big trip. So, you know, get them 2 months before and maybe walk them in a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
what about, you know, a lot of, I'm sure, and I'm myself don't even really honestly how to fit your pack properly. You know, I just go with what I find comfortable, but you know, there's a lot to fitting your pack, right?
Well, there's no doubt about that. Yeah.
What about going to like a sports store and get one of them guys to,
absolutely.
I think where Amy works, I think they do little,
they do
seminars.
Right.
Pack fitting and packing and stuff.
Again,
those might be.
Absolutely. All those types of things. If you can, the more educated you can be going into it and the more comfortable you can be, the more time you're going to spend out there doing what you need to be doing.
Yeah. YouTube. So, go on YouTube. There's tons of stuff on YouTube.
Absolutely. And you know, you're going to choose your gear, you know, accordingly. Yeah. You know, as far as it goes to whether or not you're using an internal or external frame and all that. So if you've got an expert, a local expert around town that you can go and talk to, maybe somebody works at Wholesale Sports or something, you know, they might be able to point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's just about doing that pre-trip kind of research and planning. And, you know, depending on the animal that you might be going after, you know, and the terrain and the time of year and all of that's going to play into, you know, what your choices are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And, you know, everything from, you know, your firearms to your boots, do a little bit of research, spend some time on the internet. Like I said, it's going to be time well spent. And if you spend it now, you're not going to spend it then.
Yeah.
And get out there. And even if, like we had talked about, even if you don't have a limited entry draw somewhere, plan a hunt, get out there, enjoy British Columbia. Get out there, look up in the hills, go out after a big mule deer buck or go after a big elk in the, you know, in the Kootenay area.
I've always get wanted to go after a big muley early muley up in the
Alpine.
Yeah.
It's a hoot.
Yeah.
It's a bloody hoot.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. I mean, it's pretty from what we typically would do to hunt. It's pretty basic stuff. It's mm-hmm. pretty easy. Get up early in the morning and spot them while they're up. And when they bed down, just, you know, mark that spot and start to make your play on them. So, mm-hmm. but it's still very challenging.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, they're a cool animal. So yeah, get out there, spend some time. We hope that this fall, there's a lot of hunters out there. I hope, you know, I've been talking to a few guys around town that I know, and, even the guys that don't have your limited entry, they're planning already, mm-hmm. you know, they're looking forward to wherever we happen to have a open season here in British Columbia and you that's, know, whether it's caribou or whatever, they're going to get out there.
Like I said, you know, at the beginning there, it's a good, BC is really good for open seasons. Like there's lots of opportunity.
Yeah. There's lots of options. You know? I mean, it does seem, depending on the species, I don't want to say that you have to go further north, but, depending on what it is that you're hunting, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might have to travel a little bit.
But that's all part of it too. That's part of the experience.
Absolutely.
So, tags, make sure you got all your tags in order. It can get costly. So what I like to do is I like to spread it out over the summer, buy one here and then buy one there. Instead,
that's a good idea. Instead of just having a
September 9th going to spend $200
on just tags.
Tags. Yeah.
Yeah. Knowing that you could be eating tag soup as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty expensive stuff. So that's a good idea.
But, now that's all changed now. So, it's all online.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Are you real good at that? Because I'm still not very good at that.
I got to depend on Amy to do all that.
Yeah. Stuff. I'm still learning.
And I don't know how the hell they expect some of these old timers that, you know, they're still on.
Well, I do know of some, yeah. Like I do know of some that have just said this is too complicated.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're going to lose some of those guys I think you can still go into Front Counter, can you not? So you can go into Front Counter BC and they'll do a bunch of that for you.
Issue the old style?
No.
Oh.
No, but that they will help you with your licensing and your tags. Like they'll whatever your new number is and then even buying your tags.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something just to help out. So, I lucked out and got the old style booklet and tag this spring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but I think any tags that I buy now are
the new style.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but no, I think we did with changes. I mean, that's what's going to happen. I mean, it doesn't matter what industry it is going to be. You know, there's going to be some changes. And unfortunately, those that are unwilling to change with it, you know, typically kind of drop off to the wayside. And I think that happened with a lot of hunters that had a little bit of age to them. Maybe they had somebody younger that could give them a hand. But I personally, myself, I've talked to a few mm-hmm. that have just, they just threw up their hands. Like, it's just too complicated for them.
Yeah.
So we actually even seen a drop in hunters, at least locally we did here, even when a few years back, the whole Canadian firearms thing and the long gun registry, I'd seen there was a substantial drop in hunters at that point as well. Because they just said it was just too much of a pain in the ass.
Well, you know, and that's sad because just for an example, my grandpa, he's a war vet.
Yeah.
Right? You know, he just said, screw it. Gave all his guns away and quit hunting.
Yeah, quit hunting, yeah. So we ran into that just with the lung gun.
He is back hunting, though. He's 93 and he's starting to hunt again.
Because the long gun registry was done away with?
No, I think he just wanted to.
He just missed it?
He missed it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, but he did. He at the one point there, he just said, screw it. Gave all his guns to his kids and
well, we ran into the same thing with other family members, people that were lifetime hunters and they didn't own a lot of them, but they just, you know, maybe they had one rifle that they went out and hunted a deer and they just, it's too much of a pain in the ass. So we lost out there and I do know, you know, things are going to change. It's just the way it's going to be. And I think that this new way of licensing is efficient and it's worth the change. But I know for a fact, I've talked to a few older people that they just don't get it.
I talked to lots of people too that just they forgot to do their tags.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So. But for all you younger listeners out there, get out there. Get your butts out there. We need hunters out there.
Yeah.
It's important. It's important for the industry. It's important for wildlife. It's important for British Columbia as a whole.
Does that the new tags now, they come in the mail?
I guess.
I think so. So that's something to think keep about in mind. Too. Like you can't, I don't know if you can just run to like the store like we used to and buy a tag and be hunting in 20 minutes.
Same day. Oh, so, okay. So keep that in mind.
Plan
ahead on that as well.
Yeah.
So it's turning out that hunting is all about planning. Who would have known?
Yeah. Well, you know how it used to be. Lots of times, we're going to go hunting, let's go get a tag.
Yeah, we're going to head out that morning.
I remember one of my older cousins, he had a moose draw, you know.
Yeah.
Went bought his tag, drove up the road here 20 minutes, shot his moose. You know.
He was done.
Yeah, he was done. Yeah. So, but.
Again, something else just to keep in mind. Plan ahead.
Yeah, yeah. But some, like the old style tags, some you still had to give it 2 or 3 days.
Was it
2 days?
It depended on the species. They definitely had some time limits.
Yeah.
Like cats and stuff like that.
I got in a pickle that way on my goat hunt years ago. I forgot about that. You had to buy your tag 2 days before.
Yeah.
So I ended up sitting in camp for that time. I didn't sit in camp. We drove around and hunted, but I couldn't hunt goats until that time was up. So, but
something to keep in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I only had three.
So there you
three,
go.
4 days.
Exactly what we've just been talking about.
Yeah. But I was a lot younger then and stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's how you learn. But again, if you're thinking about headed out there, and you're listening to this show, there shouldn't really be any reason why you get caught with your pants down.
You betcha.
So, do a little bit of planning and research and think ahead a little bit.
I think another good thing to really plan and research is the seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've run into that too.
Yeah. I've talked to lots of people that don't even, they're hunting and they don't even know.
That the season's closed.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I know. I've run into that as well.
You know.
And it's region by region as well. I mean, here, you know, you could cross from, you know, region 5 into 6 or 7 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And, there's little signs, but, who, you know, it's behind a tree or...
Well, I mean, down here in region 5, it's the mule deer closure. Like, you know, when that suddenly came up, I know there was a bunch of guys that got spanked with that.
I still running into old timers.
Yeah.
That are, you know...
Like, you can't be out here.
You're not supposed to be shooting.
Yeah.
Any buck in a 4-point buck. Oh, that changed that? I don't know. Yeah. 8 years ago. Yeah. Oh, I guess I better get a book.
Jeez, yeah, I mean, definitely. You're going to get yourself into a bunch of shit if you don't do a little bit of. And old timers, I mean, they're probably some of the best hearted people, but they definitely make those mistakes.
Mm-hmm. What else? Go check out your seasons. Plan A, plan B, plan C.
Absolutely. So don't be so rigid that's not to say that if you want to go goat hunting, I mean, we're going to come up with probably because we know that there are certain limitations, including time, and we don't spend every waking moment up there. So we're going to probably have a couple of different plans just in case. Okay, so if this doesn't work out, then we're going to go do this. And if this doesn't work out, then we're going to go do that. So...
Right now for our sheep hunt, I got three Three plans, A, plan B.
And if that doesn't all work out, then you should just come home anyway.
You just go buy a box of beer and go fishing or something. I don't know. But you never know. You drive all the way up there and there's freaking 10 vehicles and quad trailers and, you know.
Absolutely.
Ahead of you.
Yeah, everybody's coming down packing a ram. There's no point in going back up there.
I remember one time we were up in the, on the Kaziar, or on the, what's the other highway? We're up in the Spats Easy anyways.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
side.
Yeah.
So, the guy, my buddy we were hunting with there, we got to the trailhead and there's a, you know, you got to sign in, right?
Right.
And there was already like, I don't know how many, there was a bunch of people ahead of us. So we thought, well, screw it. Let's go back up to this other trailhead and we'll come in around the back side of the mountain, right? Doesn't look like that far on the map. Yeah, that turned into, it didn't work out very good. We were the only ones up there.
No sign of any other life?
3 days of hiking through the timber. You couldn't even see the mountains.
Oh, jeez.
Get a little glimpse of a mountaintop someplace.
But what were you hunting?
Sheep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had sheep, goat, caribou tags, but we're after sheep.
Right.
We could have hunted goats right off the main road there, but we decided to go hiking instead.
Yeah, hide your sight set on sheep.
Yeah. So anyways, we thought, well, crap, then we'll go up, try to get up this mountain and go for the top backside of this mountain. We kind of, yeah, we hiked. We took us 2 days to get up there. It was so freaking thick. It didn't look thick.
Research.
Finally get to this ledge and we get over the edge and it's just a little little bench and there was a whole bunch more. Oh yeah.
At what point did you turn around?
We didn't. We kept going.
Really? Did you get up there?
Yeah. Yeah. We got up there and up to where we wanted to go from the other trail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just turns out there was nothing there.
By the time we got there we were done. You know. We were, you know, already halfway through our time we were supposed to be hunting.
Right.
So, yeah. And a lot of that was, we weren't planning, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We didn't have a plan B or whatever.
Right.
We just made up a plan B at the spur of the moment. Yeah. It turned into a shit show.
Yeah. And it, you know what? There's plenty of those. I mean, I've got, my list is long of shit shows, you mm-hmm. know, and headed out with a buddy. You know, a lot of times we'd think the fall would be coming, right? Mm-hmm. So we really didn't think much of, you know, maybe a month or two in advance and hunting. But you get that fever, you know, you get that hunter fever and the leaves start changing colors and suddenly you come up with a really good idea. You know, you're like, hey, man, let's go and do the impossible. And, you know, you got 3 days to do it in and you throw a bunch of shit together and you're young and you know, you're pretty sure you can conquer the world. So you head out there with a couple of tags in your pocket and spend the time, a little bit of time, but you know, you didn't even have plan A. Plan A was just, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then having that let's do it attitude is real important and that's part of it, I guess. But just a little bit of foreplanning and just a little bit of research. I mean, now with, like you were saying, with Google Maps and Google Earth and all that sort of thing, man, you can cover a lot of country, you know, from the comfort of your couch.
Yeah.
So learn the lay of the land. You know, once you know what species you're kind of going after, obviously down in the valley bottoms, you're not going to be goat hunting down there. So know a little bit about your animals and you know, take a look at the ground and start eliminating some spots and get an idea where you might want to go. And I mean, even going out there just armed with that as plan A is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention on that trip, it rained. Actually, we got there and it was so stinking hot and it was a real bad forest fire year.
Oh yeah.
You couldn't, it was smoked in like, you know, it was so freaking thick with smoke.
Yeah.
And then the next morning at the trailhead, we spent the night at the trailhead and that morning the smoke cleared and it started raining, rained for 3 or 4 days straight and then cleared up nice when we were done the hunt. It was just, yeah.
Well, that's all part of it though.
What else do we, there's tons of stuff that we, vehicles, make sure your vehicles.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to travel 9 hours north,
You want,
maybe take a look at those tires.
Good running.
See what the brakes look like.
A lot of those northern roads there, you'll want to take a few extra spare tires.
Yeah, depending on where you're traveling. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Get your vehicle in order. If you're going to, I don't know how many people out there head out on horseback, but there's a bunch of stuff as far as that's involved as well.
Oh my goodness. We did a overnight trip with the kids out back here. We went, I don't know, it's about 14 kilometers, to get there. It was fun as hell, but it was also painful getting, things sorted out.
There is that as far as it goes to, if you're going to decide to be somebody that heads out into that, you better know a little bit about horses because it's not.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful picture and I love doing it. I love doing the horseback stuff. But there's a lot involved with that. And as far as it goes to planning, there's a lot more planning involved as well.
Yeah. Like we were riding down the trail and I was thinking, man, if we had a quad. But no, I would never do that because the horses are a lot of fun. And the kids, it was their kids' first overnight trip with the horses. So
no, that's great.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm. So, and they're ponies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had the two ponies, the mule, my horse, Amy's horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were quite the traveling road show there.
Yeah. That'd be great. Like gypsies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool.
So, but that was a lot of fun. We picked some rocks down on the river there, some nice agates and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, kids had fun. We're gonna do some more trips down there when the fishing season opens. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's getting your kids out there is a big deal. I mean, I know with mine, they're chomping at the bit, mm-hmm. Especially my daughter, so she's hopefully during the summer she'll get her hunter core and we'll be able to head out together and spend some time with them.
We should do a trip down there with the horses and all the kids and everybody.
We could do that.
There's
God knows I got enough horses.
It's there's lots of grass and that down there, lots of good camp spots and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it could be fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's easily doable, like an overnighter.
Yeah.
You can leave late in the evening and
it's fun though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids love that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was great. Back on track here. We kind of got sidetracked.
We're planning a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shooting. Get out, shoot your gun. Make sure it's, everything, all the bugs are worked out.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't want to get out there and realize that, you're comfortable at shooting 100 yards and you can't get any closer than 300.
Yeah.
So, know your rifle. Yeah. Spend some time with it. Spend some time out at the range. Get comfortable.
Yeah. And, you don't need fancy stuff to do all this, right?
No.
Like we said, Yeah. What else? Boots. This is a big one. We should have started with this one right at the beginning.
Okay.
Exercise, man. You got to exercise.
Well, that is going to, And he just killed that mosquito.
It was freaking terrible down here.
Yeah. You got one on your shoulder right now. Oh, and he left. Exercise, if that's the type of hunt you're going to go on, then, if you're going to sit in a pickup truck for, however many hours and, basically shoot off the side of a logging road, that's a little bit less important than if you're going to go up after sheep. So what are you doing currently?
Push-ups.
Are you?
Yeah.
That'll help get you up the hill.
Yeah. No, I'm working on it.
You're planning. You're planning your exercise program, and planning is important.
I'm going to start next week. Okay.
So have you put any thought to what you're going to do to prepare? Oh, so I guess what I should ask is, do you know what's going to be involved? Like, are you packing enough on your back for 5 days and then walking for 50K or
no? The two spots are, I'm not going to give out too much info because I don't want to meet a bunch of people up there. No, but, at the most, we're not going to be gone for more than 4 days.
Okay.
So
your training program then will reflect that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you're gonna do a lot of hiking and stuff with your pack on and.
I might go check the mail a couple of times or something. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm gonna get on a routine here and. Amy and the kids are going to Ontario for.
Oh, so then you're gonna.
Yeah, well, I won't be tied down with.
I see, with responsibilities.
Yeah,
fatherly responsibilities.
I might even cut back on some beer. Apparently, it's full of sugars. And
who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? Empty calories everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good. So you know that whole train to hunt thing or whatever. You're gonna kind of. Do something like that?
No.
Not quite that.
We should crazy. Do something like that in Canada. Is there anything that like
I
that?
I don't know.
We got like the Tough Mudder and stuff like that, but there's no like train to hunt type thing. Like
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
I'm sure it won't be long and there will be one.
We should help bring it here.
Huh?
We should help bring it here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm certain we could talk to a few people.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing stopping that.
Then I do have to perform. We could go. We could probably use the ski hill out here.
For what?
Troll.
Well, what do you need the ski hill for? What is that, like a hiking thing?
Don't they climb a big hill and then shoot their bows? And
I don't know. I don't even shoot a bow.
Well, you're going to have to.
Better get after that.
Yeah.
That'll be my training.
All your spare time. What else? Exercise is really...
No, you know what? Thing. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, maybe not each fall, but we've all heard about the guy that gets out there and literally drops dead, you know, in a hunting party or whatever, heart attack, whatever, you know, just exerts himself more than he thought he was going to.
Yeah.
So, you know, for anybody that's got a few years on him, maybe run to the doctor and just see you don't have anything that's going to pop up on you. But then, you know what, there's no downside to being physical. There's no downside to it.
Oh, no.
So, you know.
I'm being not bad of shape.
For the shape you're in.
For the shape you're in. Round.
Well, I don't know that you're completely round.
No, it's... Yeah. What else?
Lots of podcast silence.
What else? We what else? What other hunts are we gonna try and get... Do a little elk hunting before?
Yeah. You know, our elk hunts kick off kind of the end of September. So we may be able to spend a little bit of time kind of mid-September. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's always good when we can get out there. And it's just really tough to be out in an area that you're going to possibly bring clients and then hunt that same area and, you know, kill a big bull right there. That's a tough thing for me to do.
But... We can hunt.
Areas around there. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, no, I'd like to plan something like that.
What else? Our moose hunt. We don't really have to do a camping trip for that.
No. Backyard. Like we were very fortunate in getting a moose tag right in the backyard. Actually, two moose tags on the shared hunt.
But we might come camp at your place.
Oh, that'd be okay.
Yeah,
that'd be good. That'd be authentic. Mm-hmm. And by then, to tell you the truth, I'm pretty much camped out.
Yeah,
you know. It's when it's in the beginning of the season and it's nice, beautiful weather and you get up and the wind is in the trees and the loons are calling on the lake. It's all beautiful. And then when all that shit freezes up, it sucks shit. And you're wet every damn day. There is no drying out. There's no drying out. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love camp life. I love that. I live for that sort of stuff. But yeah, by the time you've had two and a half months of sleeping in a tent on a cot, you know, the thought of being able to maybe... come home and sleep on a bed and then go hunting, that would be pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'd be looking forward to that. And it shouldn't be, you know, we know the area, we know it quite well. So our research there, short of obviously any type of industry or something. So if they're logging out in an area, that could have an effect. But otherwise, for the most part, we know it well enough. I don't think it's going to have to be too much of a stretch to go out there and kill some moose.
No. I'm excited.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great opportunity. We get to spend a little bit more time and fill the freezers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really important. So we rely on that. And
what else?
I would love to have counted how many times you said that.
Well, and I'm thinking, man.
It's good. It's good.
I'm at the other end of my show notes here. It's we talked about exercise, right?
And we did touch on exercise just a little bit.
Yeah. I was really hoping to get to Buffalo this year.
So was I.
That's my bucket list.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
We'll keep trying. You know what? We might be guides and outfitters and spend all the time, but we are still, you know, we still go in with that limited entry draw just like every other
BC still resident hunters.
That's right. So when we don't get what we, you know, hope and pray for, like you were saying earlier, it's like Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's just like being let down at Christmas when you wanted that one toy. You know, we've been putting in for a buffalo draw, hoping that that would come up. And yeah, we just haven't been lucky yet.
Lauren got the late elk draw. So,
oh really?
Yeah. I think his brother-in-law did too.
Wow.
So that'll be a trip there. Yeah. We'll go do that. That's not until
later on
January, maybe.
Right.
So, Jeremy got one too.
Wow.
Yeah. I know 10.
Really?
10 different people, yeah.
Except for us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. That's what happens. I'll take the moose. Moose tag. Yeah.
Well, I guess just as a quick recap, we should quickly say, get out there. You know, spend the time out there. If you're brand new to hunting or you've hunted for the past 30 years, just make certain you get out there. It's really important. We wanna know that there's hunters out there enjoying British Columbia and enjoying the animals that we have running around.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I was thinking about something else. Sorry, I'm still exercising. Screwed me up. I finished that big deer head.
I seen that. It was good work. You're just coming up with shit now. You're just coming up with shit.
Well, have we, maybe we should,
In closing, do your preparation, do some research, do some prep, do some planning, get out there this fall.
Do your exercise.
All right. Well, until next show, hopefully, we'll have some more exciting stuff coming your direction.
Oh yeah, we'll. Yeah, you betcha. What do you got coming up here? You're all done hunting, so what's next on the?
Just a lot of the ranching stuff between fencing, haying, and then coming up with a plan.
Oh, we should get do some work on a boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just coming up with a plan of what the north area is going to look like.
Good. So,
yeah. There's always. I mean, I'm just as you know, one day to the next, constantly on the run.
Yeah, we should do a fishing trip up there.
That'd be good.
Fishing trip.
That'd be good.
Slash.
Scout.
Scouting.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right, man. Well, I think we should close this before we put anybody else to sleep out there.
Alrighty.
All right.
You betcha.
Until next time, stay hard.
You betcha.